listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, so glad you took the time to join us. Did you hear about a love month that's coming up next month? June is love month. We had Clay Schroff in here earlier this week from Love NM, and the need is great for volunteers for this, what they're trying to do with Love NM. If you go to lovenm.org and click on Serve at Love Month, there's all kinds of different places. You know, some of the volunteer opportunities, you know, they're physical. You need to be fit enough to do some of these things. Some of them are not. They're, as I look through the page of needs, I would encourage you to take the time to look through that. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is one of the places they're going to be serving on June 2nd. They're doing the CareNet grounds cleanup. That might take a little more physical effort. First responder appreciation, they're going to be doing several different places. And I believe they're providing meals, like at fire stations and different places, meals for first responders. They're going to be at UNM doing witnessing down by the Duck Pond, just sharing the love of Christ with students there. There's homeless outreach opportunities. There is senior care, Gateway West front entrance. That's more physical. They're going to be painting maintenance things at Gateway West, and then some of the engagement activities with the elderly and others. Their donation room at Gateway needs cleanup. And Personalities Plus, who we love to have on the air, they provide purses filled with items needed by all women, specifically women in need or at-risk women, and some beautiful beautiful purses, newer or lightly loved, each of them come with a portion of scripture. They usually put a scripture in that. And there's another homeless outreach, lovenm.org, and then click on the Love Month to find out more about these volunteer opportunities. And I mentioned one of them being CareNet grounds cleanup. In studio with us, Jennifer is here from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And Jennifer, we're right in the midst of baby shower.
Yeah.
Until what, Father's Day?
Yes, Mother's Day through Father's Day this year.
And actually, now listen, that's officially the baby shower, which we've included the link on our website, partnering with our friends who really, got the ball rolling on this at Family Life Radio. Happy to work with them and provide a link in our Action Center. If you click through or just wait for the slideshow to bring up Ultimate Baby Shower, there's baby items that are needed and there's some specific needs. I think it's made clear if you go to the link, right?
Yes. So each center that we have has an Amazon wish list because every center has specific needs. And so if you follow that link, you will be able to see each center's needs they're very specific. So some centers might need diapers that are size 5s and 6, while others might need diapers that are size 1s and 2s. So follow that link and you'll see the entire list of what each center needs.
Yeah. It's just like, going to a baby shower for a single family, mom. They all have specific needs, but this is to provide for lots of families.
Yes.
In Albuquerque, coming through the doors at CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque. And we hope that, in some ways, we hope we see an increase in people going through your doors.
Yes.
Because we know that New Mexico is a destination for abortion. There's several clinics here lives are being lost by the hundreds weekly.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity to really stand for those who don't have a voice through the baby shower. But how much fun is this? Do you get to kind of connect with the clients or families after they've gotten some of the stuff from the baby showers?
Absolutely. That's really how a lot of our baby boutiques get outfitted. So when we have these large baby showers, we're able to outfit the baby boutiques with the diapers, the wipes, the clothing, the baby hygiene items. So all of those pieces, and families just are always in awe of the love that we provide and give them. But yeah. Also, they're always shocked that we're 100% donor funded.
Yeah.
And so they're like, who gives all of these things? You know, how do
people
you,
who love you?
Yeah. People who love you, people who've been praying for you, yeah. They don't even know you, and they just want to love on you. And yeah. So that's just another way of sharing the love of Christ.
And, you know, being a Christian radio station, you know, it's easy to assume primarily people listening are parts of the body of Christ, and maybe some are not. But the truth is, people in the body of Christ end up in crisis pregnancies,
yeah.
And many, if not some of them, choose abortion.
Yeah.
And we're talking to you. We love you.
Yes.
And you know, I want to bring back something I mentioned in my last segment. We were talking about seniors transitioning from, you know, where they're living now, and if they stay there, downsizing, just things that need to happen as they grow older, and it can become overwhelming.
Absolutely.
And something that came up was, you know, Stephanie Quintana, who was here with us, was talking about whether it's her or other organizations or businesses, that there's people that can walk through this with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what I want to communicate to someone who's listening now.
Yes.
In a crisis pregnancy. There's someone to walk through this with you. It's quite honestly, there's some people. It's mm-hmm. plural.
Mm-hmm.
There's a team, a family that's ready to walk through this with you. Do you want to speak to that anymore, Jennifer?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you have a child, a daughter, who's facing an unplanned pregnancy. It's hard for the parents, especially believers, right? But we want you to know that we walk alongside of the entire family during this season. And we know that it is unexpected, but we know that it is God ordained nonetheless.
That's right.
Yeah. And so we want to make sure that not only are we equipping the families with physical items, right? Diapers and wipes are always needed, but we also want the families to know that we're equipping them spiritually, emotionally, and we want them to know that they are loved and that this is truly just a season.
Yeah.
And when that baby comes, your whole world changes. But it's such a beautiful thing to see families even restored
through yeah.
the child.
Well, and when the child comes, there's a team to walk through that with you then as well.
Absolutely. Yes. All the way up until your baby is 3 years old.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to sit with you in that season.
Yeah. And if you want to find out more, you know, maybe you're finding yourself in that situation, carenetabq.org. Listen, if you're looking to be someone who's coming alongside CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and be part of that community through your support, we'd encourage you maybe more to go to both, but go to carenetabq.com and partner with the work that Jennifer and Paula and others are doing. There's opportunity for you to do that as part of the team at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We're up against a break. We're going to take a quick break. Jennifer, can you stay with us?
Yes.
And we'll let people know about how they can find maybe their place at CareNet coming up after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Welcome back in. We got... I don't know, about 10 minutes or so with Jennifer from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. I want to give the website again. If you're in the midst of a crisis pregnancy, the website to go to is carenetabq.org. And I mentioned both sites because the other one is the .com, same URL, is really designed for people ready to partner with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, find out about upcoming events and what have you. The services provided, though, to crisis pregnancy families is carenetabq.org. And one of those services is the medical mobile unit that goes to a lot of places, often right outside abortion clinics. Is that right, Jennifer?
That's correct, yes.
Now, you've told us before, it's basically, it is exactly what it says. It's a medical mobile unit. It is
It's a clinic on wheels.
It is a clinic on wheels. It is a CareNet pregnancy center on wheels, including ultrasound.
Yeah.
Now the classes don't happen in the mobile unit.
Correct. Yes. All the medical pieces that would happen in our physical brick and mortar centers happen in our medical mobile unit.
Praise report. We mentioned it last time.
Yes.
That you got a team leader.
We do. Yes. We have a medical mobile unit lead, who is amazing, and a full staff.
Yeah.
For the medical mobile unit.
However, there is a need for drivers, plural.
Plural, yes.
Okay. If you are looking, is this part-time work, full-time?
It is part-time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Looking for a part-time gig, here's the deal. They are looking for someone to drive the medical mobile unit. I think I've seen it, but it's like, it's not a, like a bus. It's more like a big van.
It's a Mercedes Sprinter. So yes, you don't need a CDL. Nothing like that is required.
Uh-huh. Okay. So if you got a New Mexico driver's license,
yes,
you can drive the medical mobile unit. You need to be 25 years old or older. Here's your lane. Here's your job description. Okay. You drive the medical mobile unit to its location where it needs to be when the team is going out. Okay, and when the when it goes back, you drive it back, and in the time other time, they need someone prepared to have their head on a swivel, because anytime you go somewhere with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, it's possible that how do I want to describe that?
You might just have some opposition.
The staff that are on the medical mobile unit need someone who's prepared to lovingly engage take care of that situation.
Correct. And it doesn't have that. Praise the Lord. We definitely get more thumbs than we do middle fingers.
Yeah.
You know, out there. That's the reality. But people are, our team, when they go out to the sidewalks, they're engaged with these gals and the family that might be with them. They're prepared to have those conversations, bring them over to the medical mobile unit. We just need drivers that just, as you mentioned, can drive the medical mobile unit, but also keep their head on a swivel so that our staff can do what they need to
do. Yeah, it's basically a part of the medical mobile unit. It's the part of the safety team that's with the medical mobile unit. So
truly,
if that is of interest to you, you will find that on the .com.
And they can call us as well, 505-880-8373 and inquire. We'd be happy to provide all of the information.
Yeah, and... You know, the way to don't talk yourself out of it. If you're like, maybe contact the team at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. God willing, an interview will ensue. Let it go forward, because it may be much more of a fit than you're even thinking. But that is a need right now for the drivers, for the medical mobile unit with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Now, when we were talking earlier, I kind of joked that the classes don't happen in the medical mobile unit. But let's talk about, because we mentioned, hey, if you're in a crisis pregnancy, get there. Maybe get an ultrasound.
Absolutely.
If it's appropriate.
Yes.
Get the medical attention you need. Mm-hmm. And there's other medical things, including STI testing and education.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about some of those other things that are made available at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque to families in crisis pregnancies at no cost to them.
Correct. Yes, it's 100% free, 100% confidential. We want to make sure that every single client that walks through our doors doesn't have to worry about the financial burden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Specifically, what kind of, I mentioned the classes, you'll be able to rattle that off much better than I.
Yes. So we have a program called Earn While You Learn. And that program equips parents to be successful. We help them with everything to expect while you're expecting. Once baby's here, we walk alongside of them and provide those classes to understand the mood of your baby, the cries of your baby, Sometimes you think your baby's hungry, but they're not hungry. So what is that specific cry? And then also we want to equip dads as well.
Yeah.
And so we have our Dr. Dad program where we have male volunteers come alongside and mentor dad as well. So when mom's in there getting everything she needs, dad's also in there getting what he needs. And lo and behold, both of them get diapers, wipes, and clothing.
I'm going to ask you a question I know the answer to.
Yeah.
How important is it for him to be involved in this process? And when he is, what have you found?
Oh my gosh. It is incredibly important for men to be involved. Statistics show that usually her decision is heavily influenced by her partner. Hmm. And so when dad comes alongside and says, let's keep this baby, let's do it, she's more
likely to choose life.
Likely to choose life. And the great thing is that if dad is getting the mentorship he needs and mom's getting the mentorship she needs,
yeah,
then they are both working toward the same goal. And again, we're fostering that family unit that I think is so heavily missing in our society right now. We have a lot of one family household. And a lot of times dad's missing. And so when we can help dad and encourage dad, because men, you are so important. And I don't think that you get the encouragement and the just the cheering that you need. A lot of times you hold a lot of those problems, you know, close to the vest. It gives you the opportunity every week to come and talk to another male mentor and be able to have somebody walk alongside you.
How you doing on male mentors? Are those volunteers or those?
We have volunteers, yes. Okay. And we need more men. I'm glad you asked that. We do need more men. We do have an amazing team of male mentors, but we need more because thankfully we are seeing more men come with their partners to the centers.
Yeah. So for guys that are listening mm-hmm. that are like, hey, you know what? I think I can make myself available to mentor a young man that's walking through a crisis pregnancy with the mother of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
What are the steps for these guys? What does it take to get them from listening on the radio to being there at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque as a mentor?
It takes a phone call. It takes an interview. And then if they have the availability to make themselves available once a week for 4 hours, whether it be in the morning or the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they go through some training. So we want to make sure we equip all of our volunteers and advocates. There is a little bit of training, and we do have trainings that are in the evening as well. So folks work during the day, then they can attend the training at night. It's a simple training. It's not very long at all because we know that everybody's busy. And so we want to make sure that we get our volunteers into a training and into the centers quickly.
Yeah. And let me go back to what I said earlier about something else with being where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a decision about, I can't do it. I'm not equipped. I'm not, timing isn't right. Contact CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Here's the phone number, 505-880-8373. That's 505-880-8373. So, you know, I was listening on the radio and they were talking about needing men to volunteer. I'd like to find out more about that.
Yeah.
And they'll set up a time to talk with you, let you know what the training's like, let you know what times, you know, you'd be needed or, you know, figure out availability.
Really when you're available. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take you when you're available.
All right. Again, don't find a reason to say no. Find a reason to say yes and call today and at least go to the website at carenetabq.com for those wanting to partner with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And with a little bit of time left as well, we should mention that, you know, we mentioned all these services are available at no cost to mm-hmm. those receiving the services. However, there is a cost.
Correct.
How do you take care of that?
By donors. We are 100% donor funded. And we could not do it without our donors. We are so thankful for those who partner and come alongside of CareNet. And if you can't physically come in to the centers and volunteer, I would ask that you would prayerfully consider coming alongside of coming alongside of us financially. It helps so much. People think, well, I don't have a whole lot to spare. $25 is just $25. But really, $25 can buy us a box of diapers every single month. It can buy a box of wipes. It can buy clothing. It can support our medical mobile unit. It can support our staff. So any little bit that you have goes a very long way. We want to make sure that we steward it correctly.
Okay. And you can do a recurring or a one-time gift. So correct, yes. Go check it out at carenetabq.com or you'll find the donate button. And also on our website at klyt.fm in the Action Center, the baby shower links are all found there. Click there and help during the month of June for the baby shower. Jennifer, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Paula and the rest of the team. Yes. Look forward to seeing you both soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.